6:30, and we'd like to call the meeting of the Select Board for January 8th, 2026, to order. First item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of December 4th meeting.
Make the motion to approve the minutes of December 4th.
Motion's made. Are there any admissions, errors, corrections, deletions?
I did not see any.
I didn't either. All those in favor of approving the minutes as printed signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oppose, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Appearances by local citizens and visitors. This is your time. If you want to say something to the board, we can't take action on it, but we can set it down and get back to you and do more diligence on it. But if there is something that's not warned and you want to bring it up, you're more than welcome to do it right now. We allot 4 minutes per visitor if needed. Okay, hearing, seeing no hands come, hi Steve, seeing no hands that come up. We'll move on to appearance by the Fire Chief, Jason Willis.
Good evening.
Good evening. You want to come up here and join us?
Yeah.
We have a recorder.
We do have the plaque stone for Denise. We just ran out of time this fall to install it. So that is at the station, and then this spring, when we get some good weather and some good time, we'll get it in there. For our appropriations this year, basically, we're asking for the same thing as last year. Our dispatching went up $125.03. So we're just going to ask for the 45 like we did last year. The only difference we would like to and want your opinion on, the $30,000 a year for the equipment fund, we would like to ask for it for 5 years, $30,000 a year for 5 years timeframe, instead of asking for it every year, because we will ask for it for every year. The reasoning is the truck prices on used trucks is an ungodly amount of money, between $150,000 to $350,000. We have $64,000 in our equipment fund now from what we've had in the past years. The last 2 years, we haven't spent anything. I think we spent $712 last year on a set of gear out of that to replace. Our thinking is, the way the truck prices are, to save that $30,000 a year, it's going to take us 5-6 years to get there to replace a truck. But if we're kind of guaranteed that $30,000 for 5 years every year, we could watch for trucks, see the prices, and if we found something that worked, we could use that money. You know, it could be 2 years from now, so we would have, you know, $120,000 plus another 3 years where we can make payments from that. That's what we're kind of thinking, because if you look at the prices right now, especially on, new is out of touch, I think, for us. I mean, you're looking at $750,000 to $1.5 million on a truck. So if we didn't have to come to the town for, you know, a $250,000, $300,000 loan like we have in the past, and just keep with the $30,000, it's obtainable for us to get a used truck, a good used truck, in the next year or two.
Can we do that? Because it's at...
This is, you know, of course, the voters would have to approve that.
According to Denise, I've talked to her, and she's available by phone if you'd like to call her, but she said, yeah. What could happen at town meeting if there wasn't in favor of it, we could knock it back down to the $30,000 for the year into the equipment.
That's what I was getting at. I didn't know how far ahead we could go.
Yeah, you could do it right that night.
Well, we have the question, is it legal to vote for funding to be...
That far in advance?
That, right.
No, because what you're doing is you're limiting future town meetings for a yes approval, which I don't think you can, people like this, you know. Maybe I want to make it 40.
I'm not even certain that it's legal to appropriate money for coming years?
That's what I was getting at.
Like, yeah, I don't think you can. I think it has to be year to year.
Denise said you could.
Well,
I'm going by what she said.
Basically, you're asking for, you're 5 years at $30,000, you're asking for, you know, that amount.
Oh, yeah.
First year.
$150,000. And that's the way it would have to be voted.
And that would be the way it would be voted in. And then it could be said that it's paid in installments for the next 5 years, then possibly. But to vote it the way you're saying, I don't think you can.
No, I don't think so.
I think it has to be year to year.
Tried to look it up, and I wasn't really successful.
I mean, we've done research, we've looked, you know, that's why we want to come to you guys and see what you guys thought.
I've heard of it, so. Yeah. I do have some questions. You're going to have a budget for the town report, correct?
Yeah. All right.
For the last 2 years, budget hasn't made any sense. And I had brought it up to Denise. I didn't realize that Denise was doing it. Mm-hmm. And this is the page from last year's town report, and Denise was trying to explain to me how it worked, and she couldn't figure it out either.
Because we don't really have a budget. And we've talked about that before. I can't budget on $45,000. I don't know how much fuel we're going to go through. We don't know how much fuel we're going to go through at the station. It's hard for us to pinpoint.
No, I totally understand that. But when you have a beginning balance of $25,800, and then you have your expenditures of whatever, you showed an ending balance. I'm sorry. You have a $25,827 starting balance on January 1st of 24. You had total expenses of $37,000, and then you had an ending balance of $27,000.
Okay, so I can explain that. We just talked about it actually. So what the what it is we get our money in November, and our year to year goes January to December. So really, we should be showing November to November, because if I actually gave you a November to November, you would see that we have $14 left in our checking account, in our expenditures, because we get our money in November, that's added, so we have November, December, and then our final report is written in January, if that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't show it here.
I understand that.
So how
and I don't know, and she's the one that came up with it, I know.
Anyway, I just thought for next year, it would be nice if it all made sense.
And I have discussed about putting our November, because we get one every month. I thought about putting our November one in before we get our town appropriations. That way it's more accurate, and you'll see that we're down to a couple $100 by the time November hits. Because that's what it comes down to. And nothing, you know, extraordinary in spending, to be honest with you. It's tight. And it would show more on the November one.
And you told me tonight that you have in your equipment fund how much?
64. Okay. 64,350.
Okay. It'd be nice if that got showed to the town also, and so that they know where their 30 is going.
And that would be right in that November.
Okay.
Because like I said, we keep track every month. Denise gives a printout of what we spend, how much we have left in the accounts, and then it'd be October, I guess, our last one before we get our money deposited. And so I think that would show a little more clarity than I get it. Because it is kind of confusing that we're showing we have this much money, and then the following year, it's like, okay, where's the money going? It doesn't look like we're spending it, but that's why.
So I'm confused as why do you get your money in November?
That's when taxes.
Okay.
We authorize right after.
All right.
First November meeting.
Yeah.
We authorize all of the appropriations because the tax dollars have come out.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So we'll talk and then we'll get back to you, like, in a week or whatever.
All
Okay. And I'll look into seeing if we can, I don't know.
My thing was, I just don't want to come getting the $30,000 extra, then coming back and asking for another $200,000 to raise the tax rate.
We would like to do that with the road budget.
No,
too.
I
don't.
No.
Yeah,
but
same thing.
We like to give the voters a chance for discussion.
And I don't understand. That's why we wanted to talk. We're not saying we're asking. This is what we talked about and thought about and wanted your opinion on.
It would almost be a legal question.
I think it would have to be, I mean, $30,000 for 5 years, what, that's 150. So you ask for that amount, and then, say for the next 5 years, so much per year. Other than that, I don't, because every year we do it, you're asking the voters for the amount of money.
No, I get it.
And like, these guys said, to ask way ahead, that's beyond.
That's why
I
wanted to talk to you guys to get your opinion and stuff.
When we go to borrow money for a big project like that, we personally sign for the fire department because we're not the town.
Right.
And if we don't have that guaranteed, and the world blew up.
Oh, I completely understand. But you're asking the voters to guarantee it, and we're looking to pinch pennies, and they're looking to pinch pennies. So,
how many years have you gotten the $30,000 extra for equipment? Got to be 3, 4.
Yeah,
it's all of that. It's
4. Okay. Because we did replace a truck with the money.
Right. No, I understand that. But I mean, it hasn't been denied yet.
No. Right. Right. It's just we can't get a loan if we don't know that. So it's just something to think about and discuss. And, maybe we're better off 1 year asking for 150 to be broke down to 30,000 a year. Like we're getting now, or asking for now. So, any other questions?
I'm good.
We'll be training at the pond this Saturday in the water with Newport City. So.
You have an amphibious vehicle, don't you?
Yep, we have an Argo.
How's that work? Good?
As long as the tracks aren't on in the water. That was the issue we had one day up here. The tracks were still on, and for it to go in the water, the tracks aren't really.
How do you get it in the water with it? Aren't you supposed to be able to drive it to wherever you want to go and just go in the water?
Yeah.
Well,
you have to take tracks off before you go in? Oh.
We take them off in the spring, leave them on for the wintertime because it's easier to get around in the snow. Because it's not for the water. It's for the snow machine trails, ATV trails, wherever we got to get to. And in the wintertime, the tracks are, you want them on.
Oh, so it has tires.
Tires on it.
And it just has a belted track.
And it is not a boat.
No.
Its advantages if we have to drive out on the lake to go get somebody in a hole and we screw up and fall in, it also doesn't go to the bottom, which is a side by side or something would.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does float.
Yeah. So, but as far as heading out into the water and going somewhere, bring a sandwich and a lollipop.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Good. Any questions for Jason?
Do you have a truck in mind?
No.
Have you looked at
I look at trucks every day.
What is your time frame as far as replacing? Do you have a schedule as to when a certain truck would need to be replaced?
Well,
is it based on if it blows up?
It's based on age. Right now we have our main truck is like 2005, so we're on 21 years with that truck. That was brand new when we bought it. Our second truck is a 1993, so that one's getting tired and getting ready. But with the used market, you watch, and if you don't see it that day, it's probably gone. So if you can't, we can't ask for a specific truck and have it still there by the time town meeting comes.
Right.
And like I said, used trucks are ungodly hotline. It's just not feasible, I don't believe, for the taxpayers. The burden's enough. So. Okay.
Do you have a list of calls?
I will be getting a list of calls, and I asked for one last week from dispatch, and they're putting them out this week, I think he said.
Okay. That would be so, nice if it was in the town.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I just have to, privacy-wise, I got to make sure that, you know what I mean?
You don't have to vote names, just...
No, that's what I mean. I just got to make sure that it's...
Right.
That it's correct to go in there. You know, we have addresses and stuff, so people can figure it out, but as long as we don't put... things, but it's the type of call we get all that information at the beginning of the year for the issue.
Good.
Okay. Guys, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to say?
We got another thing to do, believe it or not. Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye, Dad. Well,
have fun. Oh, bye, Dad.
That's my dad.
I know it is. That's my dad. Back to the agenda. It's the Conservation Committee is up next.
We're working on cutting up on Pogany Hill and Vance Hill, and it's going slower than we thought. It looks like it's probably not going to be this year, but good news is that we separated the two, two separate people are going to do the loss. The good news is that Jared Nunnery, the state forester, he's been amazing. He marked all the trees out. He's done a real nice job.
At both places?
No, he's only working on Vance Hill.
Okay.
And Luke Hart's still working on taking care of Logan. But he's marked all the trees all out, and it looks like he's put a lot of work in it. Everything's all, he's got marks everywhere. Well,
hey, Mr. Ray.
We're going to what you got to sit out front.
Yeah, Jesus.
Can I get your name, please? Thank you. I got yours.
She knows you, buddy.
Got your number.
Oh, you don't have my number?
So anyway, Jared's done a really good job. I spoke to him several times. It looks like he's worked real hard working with North Country, the Career Center, and they are very hyped about getting them in there next year. And going in there and working in that forest and getting a lot of those trees out. Hopefully, like Jared said, hopefully some of them are still standing there. It's past due on a lot of those balsams and stuff. They're toppling down pretty good. But hopefully they'll be still up there, plenty of them that he marked. And they're going to be just like a regular logger. They make a contract out. He's hoping to make a contract out in August. And they have all their own insurances and everything, so it's just like a regular logger. The lady that's doing is Megan DeGreeny. She's the one in charge at North Country, and she's working on the whole thing, and she's pretty well working on it for that to happen next year. They're not going to make a lot of money on that. The town's not going to make a lot of money, but it's supposed to look a lot better. And another thing they want to do, they want to incorporate the school down here, the kids to come and check it out, because they're looking for future students to be into that program, the logging program. So that's going to be a big plus, I think, if we can get that organized. I think that's going to be, I think it's going to be neat. And at the same time, they'll be able to make some little trails in there with their tractors and stuff. On Logan, if that one's, we had Ryan saying, he was all set to do it. But I think he got a couple really good jobs, and he's bowed out of it. He's got enough for a few years. There's not a lot of money to be made up on Logan. It's probably going to end out. I talked to Luke. It's probably like a $30,000 job, and for loggers, that's not a lot of money. Apparently, they make so half. They usually go half, so half of it be for the town, and half would be for the logger. And so we're working on getting somebody out, and we got good prospects on that. So, again, that won't be this year because whoever's got their jobs now. They're in full bore. You're not going to get anybody to drop their good jobs right now and do that. And which is all right. Like Luke said, hoping the market's still going to be good on those trees, and also. They'll last hopefully another year. before they're good, and I'm hoping the market's still be good next year.
So you're talking North Country students are going to be, is Jared going to oversee that program?
I mean, that guy's amazing. He works with them, and he's a state forester, so he's out there for us. He really is. Money is not an issue as far as, you know, how the state works. They're out for us to work, to do things, and improve the land, improve things out.
I read his plan, and I was impressed.
I am very
impressed. And if it's followed, I don't have a problem.
Yeah, no, but he's all set. And, of course, they're doing, North Country's doing one right now. I don't know, I think said Derby. And so they're not able to do it this year. They're working for somebody. But Jared really likes working with the towns because they get the schools involved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. I think it's gonna work out.
Good.
Good. But we have to be patient with it.
Any questions for?
No, I'm good.
Okay, great.
Good enough.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next up is a cemetery committee. Hi.
Uh-oh. I wanted to give you that. I didn't give you that earlier.
Oh, thank you.
I'll hang out up here real quick. Select Board already has my notes, but I'm going to read them anyway. So Select Board actions or approval requests. The committee met. The first thing I want to mention is that on my town report, and I didn't include it in my bullets, is that the cemetery committee agreed that people that purchase plots, and they currently own cemetery plots, were not in the market to purchase them back. So I know we tabled that discussion the last time, so the board agreed that we will not purchase them back. The townspeople who own those cemetery plots are responsible for their plots. If they wish to sell them, they have to go through the town and draw up a contract that they're selling the plots to somebody else at whatever price. I don't know what the price would be at that point. They ensure they can negotiate that with somebody. So we're not in for reimbursing people. So that keeps our budget stable and so on and so forth. So just to let you know.
Good.
My other notes, asking the same amount of money, the cemetery committee is asking for the same amount of money in the budget, $20,000, which is an annual amount of money that we ask for, to maintain the cemeteries in 2026. We also have carryover funds from 2025, approximately about $13,333 to be used for cemetery projects such as the cemetery fence on Route 100. And that's going to be like a spring, early summer project to put that fencing up on the Route 100 cemetery. And also, I put a bullet in here for closing an old account at the M&T Bank. And we would like to close that account upon approval of the board to reallocate the principal and interest funds to help defray costs toward the cemetery fence on Route 100. Fences are not cheap. If you want to put chicken wire up, that doesn't look really good. But just to let you know that fence is going to cost about $23,000 to encompass that front end where the new stone is on that Route 100 cemetery. So the fence we have in mind is really nice and has a nice slide gate, and it's going to keep people out, and it's going to be real nice in terms of its appearance. We would like to, yes.
Did you bid that out?
We did. We went through, we have an estimate right now through Round Hill Fence. A lot of the other contractors that we had probably wouldn't come and touch that. They would cost a little bit more. They would be coming from a further location. Round Hill's local. And they priced it out the best they can for us. I mean, we can probably cut some corners on it, but it you pay for what you get. And if you want something to last long, then we don't have to keep going in there and putting Band-Aids on the fence. It's going to last a long time. So we agreed as a board that we want to pursue this particular fence.
And you're doing just along the front, along the road?
Along the front, and then just a little bit of just around the corner, and then each year what we'd like to do is probably close it in.
Okay.
With just some regular chain link.
Oh, I see.
Not, yeah. Nothing so ornate. It's a black fence in the front that just looks good. It's not wrought iron or anything, but it's a nicer looking structure that would really enhance the look of the cemetery. currently we have a CD. We want to reinvest. It's a $100,000 CD that is at Community National Bank in the best interest. We would like to look for the best interest options. And at that point, I think we're looking at a nine-month option for that. And currently, we want to close the current CD out and use the interest of that CD. And the amount of money in there, $4,174, to defray the cost of the new fence on Route 100 Cemetery. And so with that leftover money to $333 in the budget plus that interest, and then whatever amount of money comes out of that closing of that other account out of M&T that will help pay for that fence, then it really doesn't, then we can use that $20,000 that we get every year and to maintain the cemeteries and continue working on that. So anyway, that's my report, other than I have your little report for the town booklet, and
okay,
that's it. Any interference there?
Nope. I just want to clarify that if you guys are approving this course of action for rounding up the money for the fence, M&T Bank is requiring a signed slip from you guys I wrote up to allow me to close that account. That account was residual from when Newport Center Cemetery Association was completely independent of the town, and we kind of absorbed it. But then M&T Bank has been through two different acquisitions since then, and so the account is technically still owned by the Cemetery Association, which no longer exists and no longer has a tax ID. So after much deliberation, M&T Bank has agreed to allow us to close the account with a note signed by you guys. They'll allow me to close it with a note signed by you guys if the check from closing the account is made out directly to our general fund account at Community Bank, which is in fact what we wanted anyway, logistically. So if you are all happy to have that account close and move the money into the regular account where we can handle it a little better, then I just need you to sign a form for it.
After we close the account, how will it belong to the cemetery committee or belong to the town?
It will belong to the town.
Okay. So we won't have to go through that again.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So that money will go directly into our general fund, yeah. And then that'll just kind of sit there. And Community Bank did agree because the CD at Community Bank that has it was $100,000 principal, and now it's got a little over $4,000 interest in it as well, was supposed to expire and have to be reinvested last month. It was like December 17th or something. And they agreed to put that on hold until after this meeting. So you guys could make the choice if you were going to allow the cemetery committee to pull that interest and reinvest just the principal.
Is that staying with community? Or?
Yes. We don't know exactly what the $100,000 will be reinvested at. It will probably be a 13-month option because that is the best returns available. But the municipal coordinator over at Community said that when we're ready, she would do some investigating and see what she could get us for a rate, because they do sometimes offer towns a little bit higher than personal.
I don't have any issues with it.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Sounds good.
We need to make a motion to close out the M&T Bank.
I'll make a motion to close out the M&T, the CD, and to reinvest it and sign that document.
Okay. All those in favor? Any discussion on the motion? Nope. We just all heard it. All those in favor of closing out the M&T account, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Sounds like you guys are doing a good job. Thanks. That it?
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions for the cemetery committee? Moving on. Jennifer Hopkins.
Okay. Aquatic Invasive Species, for those who don't remember.
Yes.
The Greeter Program. So we're coming up this year. They bounced up the due date on submitting the applications. They're now January 30th. So I have written and can give you, give one copy. Nobody wants a copy of this whole thing, but I have a proposed budget. I guess we'll start down there. Okay, we'll give you one there. And yeah, we've got enough for you, all of you guys. Okay, I'll hold on to one for right now. I'm going to give you a copy of the complete. The reason you don't have the complete application is it's 7 pages of this and near impossible to read.
Thank you.
This is the budget part, and along with that, last year you spent, let me bring up the right page in here, you spent $37,000, almost $300,000 on the program, mainly greeter salaries and benefits. And some of that, over $1,000, was in kind. We use as a match Hannah's salary, which is in the cash figure there, because she's paid by the town for doing it. But you ended up with 1,595 hours of greeters for $31,900. And so this year I have figured it at, I'll give this to you because I think I can do it off the top of my head, at $1,600. Just a little increase, though, when I worked out the possibility of how many weeks of full time and how many weeks potentially of starting in both the beginning of May and end of September, just doing weekends. And before we were doing full weeks, which is how we got up that high. But I want to and didn't get to it. We have what is called, they submit how many boats have gone through, and over 1,900 boats went through the inspection. So it's major what's happening. But to see how much we had for traffic in May and then in September. In September, we did have some lousy days, but more than anything else, we had an incredibly low lake level that prevented launch and retrieval. So that's one of the things, and it's going to be up to the town. Somebody can take my chair if they need it. Oh, nobody likes the front row, do they? I have another meeting, so I don't need to be rude. Anyway, we were really very busy. It's very worthwhile. We have not gotten a decontamination unit, and I don't know whether you guys want to try. The state has gone back and forth. One of the problems we have, obviously, is water. We have electricity, that type of thing. They did bring a decontamination unit for 5 weekend days this summer, and they had like 3 boats that utilized it. More than anything else, when you give somebody an option, they're going to say no. You know, so I think that it's one of those things. I think that the greeters are doing a great job. They're pulling off. They're visually inspecting the boats. And all of the theory is cost-effectively. A greeter program, it is education, and it is the greeter, you know, pulling things off. And I think, you know, we have one who, when they launched and we were having problems with weeds, would take the weeds and plunk them right at the end of the trailers when the guys were out fishing. So when they came back, there's their trailer in this pile of weeds that had just come from the lake. And I think that that's very good education. So I don't know whether you guys want to do this again. And if so, the town share would probably be about 40% again, which is going to run about $15,000. We're hoping 40%.
I heard that they were cutting back.
They have cut back. The funding on the greeter program overall for the state of Vermont was $500,000. It's now $475,000. We were funded at about 61%. 60% might be high of what we're going to get, but I think you're going to see about 55%. Everybody's costs are going up. We have a couple of new greeter programs that are coming in on the state. There are only 35 of these programs in the state. So, and if anybody wants to know, over 800 lakes and ponds. So, you know, it's not, we're hitting the peak of them. And I think that Memphis-Magog, with the fact that we up here are what is referred to as a vector lake. Boats come in here, if they leave, they have a chance of taking invasive species. So our inspections not only coming in to prevent something more from coming that we don't already have, it's going out and making sure we don't distribute it or the boaters don't distribute it in another lake. So it's a dual program that we really are doing. It's in, and very much a breeder program is the same way. You know, they're doing both income and retrieval.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you'd like us to put in the budget $15,000?
Yeah, and last year you spent about that much. We haven't gotten the final award yet, but you will be getting almost about $15,000. You're getting 60% of, not really. As a matter of fact, I did not bring that one figure, which was really stupid, was the amount you had last year. Okay. I did bring out a print copy of the closeout report from last year, if you guys want one.
I did see that there was two addendums A&R had sent me.
Oh, because they, number one, screwed up and said you have to email in your application, which is not the case. And the second one, or that was the third one. And then the other one was the time of another meeting, which was on January 5th. So that's the whole thing. And the only other thing we have is we have a request, if you want to do it, I have a request here for asking for an iPad again. Because I don't know that you guys really want to put in, we could put in to buy an iPad. If we get the funding, we do. But, you know.
So the state's not furnishing that this year?
They will furnish one, but we need two.
Oh.
And last year we got two, but I don't know what's going to happen this year. And we aren't going to know until they get all the applications in. And I know that in our area, Averill gets two because they have two programs at two different lakes, and Willoughby gets one. So I coordinate five out of the 10 iPads the state has. So we're very well blessed in this area. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, our first budget meeting is on the 14th of January, and that's when we start putting the budget together, and we'll have a discussion, put the money in.
Okay. That sounds great. Then I'll come back. Do you want to sign a iPad request? And if so, we'd have to get Hannah to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be the responsible party, or one of the select board members is going to be the responsible party.
Hannah can do it.
Okay. Does anybody have an objection? Last time, I ran to Steve and just got him to sign it. Okay. So, two of these, by the way.
The odds of us getting a decontamination unit is?
It's not off the table. We're still trying to negotiate that.
Yeah.
Because there is one the state has that really belongs to Memphis-Magog, which is, it is a huge machine. I mean, it is an impressive machine because it's holding its own water and things like that.
Oh.
And I think that I've tried to negotiate a lesser machine to come here because I think we could handle a lesser one. But we did negotiate. Newport Marina was willing to store the decontamination unit, and we could bring it out on weekends because the problem is they can't build housing. The unit they have is on a trailer,
yeah. So
it becomes a huge entity to build a building for it, which exceeds the Fish and Wildlife's allowable on a fishing access. And, you know, it's just, we have both sides.
Why would the state buy something that they can't house on their own property?
They can house on their own property. They don't have any property up here. Or put it this way, the state highway department won't house it.
Okay.
You have got the conflicting, DEC is who's doing this, Environmental Conservation, who even has an infights between Lakes and Ponds and Fish and Wildlife.
We can't even keep our house down there, our little shack down there.
Yeah.
Got to keep moving.
And you never will. And technically, they also have a regulation that if you don't have at least 15 parking spaces, you can't even have the greeter bring their vehicle. Okay.
I think there's more than 15 spots down there.
I don't know. It depends on what size vehicle you want, I think.
Before long, you're going to have a license to be able to go there.
Yeah.
That's the next thing they
yeah.
want to do.
Oh, yeah.
They are doing that. I think Lake George is doing that. They're
so
closing
that's
down
go.
The
access. Fishing Game is doing that to make you... to. Increase their budget.
No, as a matter of fact, Lake George's Lake George Association, I understand, is to keep out the aquatic invasive species. And that's the only way they've been able to do it. And right now, we have zebra mussels that are coming down from really mega.
No, I'm talking about a person's going to have a yep. permit to go on state land to
yep.
view that's birds or anything.
That I saw that for, I thought, federal lands, but I don't know what
oh,
it's
no, it's state land. State. So these state fishing accesses, you're going to have that permit or you can't go.
Yeah, supposedly.
Supposedly, if it passes.
And do you know how many people are not going to go because of that?
Yeah.
They'll find another access to the lake.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you know, private access could be marvelous. But I do know that New York State does have some that are closed, so it's not totally unheard of. Do you want me to come to your 19th meeting?
14th.
14th.
If you'd like to, you can.
Okay.
It's good. 7 in the morning. Or we can let you know what happens.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. I hate to be rude.
We thank you for all the work that you put into this for keeping that lake and the fishing access.
Well, we haven't given up on decontamination here. It's gotten into a sticky point with weight boats in the state of Vermont. And so it's become very convoluted.
Yep.
But not to worry. We recognize your desire for a decontamination unit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted, I have a narrative that goes on that's in the stuff I gave Hannah. I will add in that the town is still looking into a decontamination unit because I had it in there last year.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Haven't forgotten. Thank you, guys.
Thank you
very much. So you've made a note of, I did too, but to the 15,000.
Yes.
So that when we meet on the 14th and work on the budget, we don't inadvertently leave that out. Next item up is, any questions on the boat greeter program for us? Nope. Moving on. Appearances by Rainey Patinode and regarding the sewer system integration.
I believe all the upgrades have been done.
Okay.
All except for landscaping. We got pushed into the corner on the timeline with the weather.
Yep. Doesn't work well with snow?
It's frost. The frost. Nice. There was only 16 to 18 inches of frost across my driveway.
Oh, that's not bad.
I took two excavators, one with a hammer and the other one digging.
Wow.
But we got it. That was to install a to upgrade the power supply.
Oh.
So it's got a new power supply, new control panel, new pumps. It has a new duplex control panel, two new pumps, new float system, the Barmiza rail system couplers, so nobody has to ever go back down in there again to take the pumps out. It's all on a rail system. It's got a new top on it with an access panel that opens up. The top is secured to the concrete. It's up. Everything's new. Plumbing's all new in there.
Okay. And we were going to pay Aldrich and Elliot to check. Did that get done?
Yeah.
Okay. And they're happy with it?
I don't know.
No, they haven't even gotten back to me. I called them to second that I heard they were ready, and I have not heard back.
Oh, they haven't
inspected. Unless you guys have heard from them.
Nope.
I have
not. Haven't.
They haven't inspected it yet. Then.
No. Okay. Great.
I had Wayne Graham from Vermont Rural Water, who's the wastewater circuit rider, look at it before they were done. And his only notes, and the hatch, I haven't seen it finished. He was concerned the hatch would be made so that the pumps could be removed without having to take the whole hatch off. Like an hour meter for the pumps. These are just his recommendations, and he's just, and yeah, he just, that, because the pumps, you want to keep track of the hours, so if one stops working, you know it, and you get it fixed before the other one dies, because they're supposed
alternate.
To alternate, yes,
they
and
alternate.
They should keep, with an hour meter, you'll know when one has stopped, because the hours should mirror themselves. I believe that's the philosophy.
Okay, so
I weren't too concerned about it. I figured I'd wait and see what Annie said.
Okay, just kind of hold of.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal to put hour meters on. And he thought a little bigger containment for your control panel. Those are pretty minor things that he had said, and I weren't. I just figured I'd see what Annie.
Get a hold of
Tyson.
Tyson.
Yeah, I'm. It's just that was all he had.
He's the one that's going to inspect it yearly.
No. He's the circuit rider for Vermont Rural Water, does wastewater.
Okay.
He's very familiar with pump stations. If I have a problem, he'll come help me for free. But A&E's our engineer, and I called the guy that does our inspections, and he said that Jason Booth would be in touch, and I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
And I will call again, and I'll call Jason directly if I need to.
Okay. Great.
Well, that's all we're waiting for, right?
Yeah. I think we're going to be pretty good.
They go. Check it out.
You've looked at the system, so it's something that's not.
I'm not real familiar with them.
Okay.
That's why I asked Wayne Graham to take a peek before they got too in depth with their stuff, and it was just minor stuff
good.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
Sounds like everything's been brought up to snuff to where it should be.
And matter of fact, a lot of stuff is really an upgrade from what it was before, because things have changed in the 90s. Them lifts, things to pull the pumps out, that was never, we never had one in there. And so stuff like that.
It's standard today. From what Wayne was saying, because it's a pain when those pumps go.
I think as soon as they, A&E gets us the okay, a go.
Great.
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been great working with you.
It's a shitty job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Bye. Thank you.
Happy New Year to all of you.
Any questions for the select board on that? What was going on there? Okay. Road commissioner's report. Mike.
Winter. Maintaining. 23 Freightliner is going to try the boys next week. Hopefully they won't have it too long. There's a recall on it on the suspension. Jason said it's got a front main seal leaking and it has its phantom dying issues. That's
been going on for a while, hasn't it?
Yes. We haven't done anything because it's very hard, but it died on New Year's Day, going up a steep hill, and ended up in the ditch. So,
So when it dies, you lose everything.
Momentarily.
Control-wise.
But when you're going up a steep hill, you don't really have momentary to lose all your power.
I think we'd be better off looking for old trucks without all that DEF and all that stuff on it. We'd be better off fixing them up. Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Is that the one that the transmission we replaced?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
You see the Cargill salt bill that we're paying? We're not getting our salt from them. We're getting it from Compass. They offered us a price almost $8 or $9 a ton cheaper through the state contract. I think Cargill's price was $107 a ton, and we're getting it for $98 something. But that bill was apparently something we didn't pay it last fall. That's from last December, from a year ago. I just wanted to make you aware that for some reason it didn't get paid. I verified it as far as I can that we owed it. And so just wanted
They bring you a slip every time they drop it off.
They do.
So we need to keep track of that.
She got a file that thick where I went through it with Tim from Barrett's to make sure we weren't paying for salt that we didn't get. Because we have a lot of confusion with the city of Newport.
Right.
A lot of bills overlap.
Right.
Yes.
A lot of bills. Hmm. And it's very mind-boggling. And it's a year old, so we went through text messages between me and Tim from Barrett's to verify what we had paid and when I'd ordered. And
What do we have on the bill for Newport Town?
Well, that was part of the problem with Cargill, because it always came billed City of Newport, even when it was ours. And Denise tried to straighten it out, and even Hannah tried to straighten it out. We straightened it out. We getting it from Compass.
if it would it be better if it said Newport Center?
We agree, but they couldn't seem they to get that. Grasp, because I don't tend to deal with Cargill, I deal with Barrett's.
Right.
But we had a contract with Cargill.
Yeah. While we were, before he had gotten the price from Compass that he ultimately went with, I called Cargill asking them, because they had sent us a quote to sign. Is quote the right word?
It's a
quote?
Contract.
Contract, yeah. Whatever. With the wrong name, wrong address, and I sent it back. And at the time, Mike thought that was going to be the one we'd sign. I said, please fix it so we can sign it. And I never even got one back.
No, that doesn't surprise
me. At the time, they weren't offering us that other price. It came out very late in Compass.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have it go backwards, and we'd have to go to the city and get our money back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun, Lee?
If it says Newport City on it, don't pay it.
Yeah.
They ran out of salt on January 1st.
Said he did?
Yeah.
They've run out of salt several times.
Yeah.
They get a load and they spread it out and they're out again, from what I hear.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Okay.
Winter time.
Good. Anything else for Mike? Water, sewer, solar, and recycling reports.
Usage is good. Everything's going pretty well with that. The electronic gate at the reservoir had died. It would no longer close. They just today replaced the computer board in it. So if you noticed it was open, it was because...
Oh, this is on the fence.
The electronic
one. Okay.
Yeah. So I imagine we'll get a bill for that. But they fixed it today and it works.
Good.
Do you leave that open in the wintertime or do you...
Only sometimes last winter I'd have troubles when it was really cold, but I try to keep it closed.
Okay.
I prefer to have it closed.
Yeah. Yes.
We do too.
Yeah, we spent all that money for that reason.
Yes, right.
Monday, a representative from NDA, Molly something or other, is coming here at 10 o'clock to... I talked to you about getting a grant for some water stuff there a while back. I think that time has lapsed, but she's kind of like going to help us. I hope if any one of you could come on Monday to just, she's coming to get information.
What time?
10 o'clock. Just throwing it out there. It's not a requirement. I know most of the history of everything. So
I may be coming back from Burlington. I don't know what time I'll get here.
But we only want one of you, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
yeah, I'm just throwing
five
it
in. 5 moments at the garage, just stop and get me.
Okay. It's just,
where are you meeting?
Here.
Here?
Because I have an appointment Monday, but it's at 2 o'clock, so.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't take very long.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yep.
That's it? That's all I have. Sewers. Sewer. It's winter time.
Solar?
We got one panel that's laying flat. It won't tip up. Yesterday it started to tip up a little bit, but that's it. It's been that way for a few days. I was actually going to call Hannah to call them.
We just paid our first quarterly service contract with All Earth Renewables. They're the ones that maintain that. So
it's the one way to the back, furthest one down.
You want to call them or somebody?
I can. That was the. Is that what you were asking me to do?
Yeah.
Today? Yeah, I can call them.
Tell them that down.
Yep.
The others all seem to be working fine.
And when you talk to them, tell them if they want to drive over there, just stop and see me.
Yeah.
I have had one fellow that came and didn't know what he was doing back this summer, but he was walking back and forth with tools.
Oh,
yeah.
Wintertime won't be great for him.
No.
No.
All right. Recycling report. The budget was passed by the supervisors, so that figure should be coming from the Waste District to be put into the town report. And that's all that I have from that.
On recycling, I see I'm starting to get a collection of junk microwaves or something or other down to the old recycling building.
Really?
There's four or five of them stacked up there now, side the man door.
Should we get a sign down there that says not recycling center?
I thought there was one at one point.
Well, we had something.
I wouldn't plow it, but I'm not plowing it. Somebody else is plowing it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. They're all parking there, so they're plowing it.
I haven't touched them, thinking maybe it's...
They didn't they didn't come out of the buildings that are being remodeled here.
No.
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 Oh, no. That's a long, long dumpsters have been long.
I think microwaves, you can throw them into the steel bin.
I'm not even sure what they are, but you know, I saw a couple 3 weeks ago, there was one or two, and now I think it stacks about that high.
The guy across the street still got a...
I have no idea.
...camera. We're going to check and see who the heck was doing that. It's nice. Okay. Anything else on recycling center? Good. Moving on. Sheriff's report. Rick.
Yes. We had a total of 19 3/4 hours patrolled during the month of November. Because we're a month behind. One ticket, 6 warnings, 0 arrests, and 0 fines. Some of the things that they did were they investigated some illegal dumping. They investigated animal problems, citizens dispute. They've got a fraud case here in town. So they're being active. Not all of it's motor vehicle.
I wonder if the illegal dumping was microwaves next to the Armstrong Garage.
Well, not unless it was on the Armstrong Road.
Oh, okay. Any questions for Rick on the sheriff's report? Good. Moving on. The orders and the bank statements were here for us to be reviewed, which we have been doing. And I'll make a motion that we approve the bank statement and journal entries and orders that were presented to us this evening.
All look good to me.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Unfinished new business. Have anything?
Nope.
The only thing I had was budget dates, which we have set forth as the 14th, the 22nd, and the 26th at 7 a.m. in the morning. I talked to the fire chief about the fire budget. We need to work on the personnel policy and with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one do you want to do with that? Want to do it the first month?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. If you're plowing, it's going to be hard, you know.
It's supposed to be good.
Yeah, I don't look that far ahead.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good.
It's supposed to be raining right now, but now it's just going to rain a little bit tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, 14th?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. It shouldn't take long to do that, and you can get back out there. The Kuchar solar panel thing, is there anything that we needed to do with that?
if I understood it correctly, you were just being notified and given the opportunity to
speak.
Yeah, fight it if you wanted to. I don't believe you were required to respond if you didn't have anything you really wanted to say.
Okay. Go on. Town reports are being worked on. The cemetery sale got answered with the cemetery committee. And uniforms. That was another question that we had. What to work out with that so we can discuss that on the 14th.
Yes.
Perfect. Do we need an executive session for anything?
Can I get one for a few minutes?
Sure.
Please.
And just what is a personnel issue? Okay. And who do you want here for it?
Hannah and you guys.
Okay. We'd like to enter into executive session. We're cleared here for a personnel issue. Executive session at
6:51.
Yep.
Yes.
No action taken.
All right.
Yep.
Any other business? No action taken from the executive committee. Executive session. I'm sorry.
Yep.
All righty.
Did you need to stop?
Now I make a motion. We adjourn.
I wish.
Oh, in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Nope.
All it takes is two.
All right.
We're a three-member board.
It passes.